It's Wednesday, August 4th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian Muslim militants attacked 7 predominantly Christian communities in the central portion of the country on Monday. The attackers killed at least 43 people, including women and children, and destroyed over 100 homes. In the same central Nigerian area, Muslims beheaded a Christian father and his son while they were returning home from choir practice on Sunday. Just a few decades ago, the Eastern European country of Hungary was on the receiving end of international aid. Due to their growing economy, though, Hungary has become an emerging donor country. Tristan Azbej, the state secretary for the Aid of Persecuted Christians and the Hungary Helps Program, told International Christian Concern that their highest humanitarian priority is persecuted Christians.
Since we are a proud Christian nation and we have been a proud Christian nation for 1,000 years, and also because we recognize that Christianity is the most persecuted religious group in the world, we decided to set supporting persecuted Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East, in Africa, and other parts of the world as the number one priority for our humanitarian aid program.
Hungary's support for persecuted Christians has actually earned them backlash from fellow European countries for being, quote, politically incorrect, end quote. Galatians 6 verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." A new report from the European Christian Mission found that immigrant Christians from South America, Asia, and Africa are planting churches across Europe. The report noted, quote, "God is using people on the move to re-evangelize the continent of Europe. Latin American migrants have planted thousands of churches in Spain, Portugal, and beyond over the last 30 years. Similarly, Chinese churches can be found almost everywhere. However, it is the black African churches that are the most numerous," end quote. Isaiah 9 verse 7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." On Monday, 70% of U.S. adults had received at least one COVID-19 shot, reaching President Joe Biden's goal a month late. However, Delta variant cases are surging, and some regions are seeing mask mandates and mandated vaccines. For example, Google and Facebook now require U.S. employees to be vaccinated to return to work. New York City became the first big city to require proof of vaccination for indoor dining, and San Francisco brought back mask mandates, whether you've been vaccinated or not, for everyone indoors. By contrast, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order last week prohibiting government agencies and municipalities from instituting vaccine or mask mandates. The City Council of Hillsdale, Michigan, voted unanimously on Monday to advance a Sanctuary for the Unborn ordinance for further review. If passed, Hillsdale would be the first city in Michigan to ban the killing of unborn babies, joining over 30 cities in Texas, Nebraska, and Ohio. The New York Attorney General's office released a report after a 5-month investigation, finding that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women in violation of state and U.S. law. Cuomo denied the findings and continues to refuse to resign. Meanwhile, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick became the first U.S. cardinal to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. The incident occurred in 1974. McCarrick has already been defrocked by the Vatican for molesting a minor in New York in the 1970s. The International Olympic Committee is upset that American shot putter Raven Saunders, a self-proclaimed lesbian, crossed her arms over her head on the medal podium on Sunday, reports WorldNetDaily.com. She told Fox News that the symbol means, quote, "the intersection of where all people who are oppressed meet," end quote. The International Olympic Committee rules prohibit protests during medal ceremonies. The silver medalist taunted the committee when she learned she might be punished, tweeting, quote, "Let them try and take this medal," end quote. New Zealand weightlifter Gavin Hubbard, a 6-foot-tall, 286-pound man pretending to be a woman, crashed out of the Olympics Monday after making history as the first transgender person to compete in a solo event. The 43-year-old, who has been misrepresenting his gender since 2012, failed to record a single valid snatch lift in Tokyo. And finally, Fiji won gold in the men's rugby sevens final at the Tokyo Olympics last week. Fijians back home took to the streets to sing hymns and dance in celebration. Fiji also won gold in the 2016 Rio Olympics. Listen to the 2016 men's gold medal team singing, "By the blood of the Lamb and the word of the Lord, we will overcome." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.